Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the many uses of technology, both good and evil. Let's start with that thought today. Many preachers are taken from their pursuit of the study of the Word and prayer and meditating the things of God, taken from those to an intense attention to technology and passing acknowledgement only of the Word, the witness, and the work which God has called them, just in order to make themselves feel good about it. Even so-called fundamental preachers are so involved with it. And yet, they condemn the contemporary people with their rock and roll just adding Jesus' name to it, and some are just doing the same thing with their technology. Now again, I'm not against technology, just like I'm not against cars. You're listening to me because of technology. If you're listening to me on internet, radio, or in any other way, right now you are listening because of technology. But what I'm saying is this. Be it evil, recreation, or a hobby, it is ineffectual time for God. Ineffectual time consumption. And the truth is, along with entertainment, it has taken us from godly consecration and the pursuit of holiness to gratify fleshly desires, even if those desires are of the mind and mental pursuit. Which pursuit is the specific call of God on every Christian? It is to be consecrated unto God, pursue holiness. For he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. How do you renew it? In the Word of God. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, which is only found in the Word of God. And so, that's the only way you can prove the will of God is by being in the Word of God. And so, the Lord told us in a very strong command, what we call present imperative means do this, keep on doing it, don't stop doing it. You'll be called to an account. He said, both Old Testament and in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16 of the New Testament, be ye holy. For I, the Lord, your God, am holy. So, that command for which we'll give an account, that is the most important. Look, we've got people in our church that put our sermons on their Facebook. I think that's great. That's a witness to the world. It's not a witness to the world to gossip about what people wore to church. It's not a witness to the world to get down on somebody that sang at church. Look. You got a problem with somebody at church? Go to them, not to Facebook. That's God's way. You don't always understand. You don't always know what's going on. You may think you do. But I have found more often than not, people don't know what's going on. Now, the works of man's hands, as Revelation 9 and verse 20 is speaking, have brought glory to devils, as it is seen in most games that you see today having Star Wars and witches and the mentality of the paranormal. They not only do not repent, but notice how the rest of Revelation 9:20 and all of 21 shows its effect across the board. He says, and again, I'll reread Revelation 9:20 and 21, and the rest of the men which were not filled by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders and or of their sorceries or of their fornication nor of their theft. And so that's what God said happened, and if that's what God said happens in that day, it happened then, and that offense is happening to God now. And that's what I want you to see as Christians. We want to be careful not to be an offense to God. Don't offend our God. Don't offend our Lord. And so they don't repent. The idols of gold, silver, brass, and stone, and wood seem to show a downward spiral in wealth, showing it goes from rich to poor, of which we are reminded of the great white throne judgment in Revelation 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, rich and poor, other words, stand before God. And the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And they were judged out of those things which were written in the book, according to their work. You see, they wouldn't follow the word of God. But the word of God, John 12:48, will have how they will be judged. They'll be judged by God's word. Hebrews 4:12 and 13. Therefore, everything is written down. They refuse God's word, but it's still the measure. It was still the effect. And so, at the great white throne judgment, it's not going to determine heaven or hell. They're going to hell. It's just going to determine their degrees of punishment in hell. It'll be worse for some than for others, but all of it will be bad. So remember that without man, those idols don't walk, hear, see. They've got to have us. Even your computers, your cell phones and the other things you're using, man's got to keep things going. There comes a time that when even the computers that work automatically can have batteries or power or other things run out, and they can't do anything about it if there's not a man there to do something. So we must understand that man still brings himself down, not up, when he worships idols. That's why the Lord said not to make an idol of anything. Don't make an image of anything in heaven, on earth, or below the earth. Even in heaven, don't even make an image of God. That's why I don't make an image of Jesus Christ on a cross and bow down to it. Hey, we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. We don't have to worship some metal, wooden, golden thing that our hands have made. We can worship the true God in spirit, getting in His Word and knowing Him so much more personally. So this is very indicative of their false religion. Many today are now saying Islam is the religion of the tribulation. To be quite frank with you, we have sermons on our website about Psalms 83, as well as Revelation chapter 9, that I think that you'll see that quite a bit, most of Islam is pretty well knocked out before the end of the tribulation, mostly wiped out. I still see it as I did 40 years ago, in which the ecumenical movement under Rome, with its images of which God said not to make an image of anything in heaven, earth, or under the earth, not to worship them, not to venerate them. See, those are only objects of the corrupted ground. Oh, Mary was blessed, but she is grieved when people worship her because she knew that she wasn't God. She even called Christ. She said he was her Savior in Luke chapter 2. Now, you'll also notice verse 21 here of Revelation 9, neither repented they of their murder, abortion, euthanasia, and then the lawlessness and murder of today. Yeah, I'm going to Israel. I think I'd go there to be safe. Their sorcery comes from the Greek word pharmakeia, which we get our word pharmacy today. It speaks of the use of drugs with black magic. I believe that the tattoo culture in America and around the world, I honestly believe that that grew out of the drug culture. And by the way, let me just say that I don't believe that tattoos are an unpardonable sin. Matter of fact, I know some preachers, big name preachers, who before their salvation had them on. A lot of them wear long sleeves, which they hate coming to Florida in the summertime because they don't want to take those coats off, roll those sleeves up because of the tattoos from their former life. They're ashamed of the sin that they participated in at one time. And so I think that grew out of that. And so these are people that one time got involved, and I think grew out of the drug culture. So don't look on people that have them today. If you have them, look, I can't judge you. I think it's wrong for a Christian to do that. He doesn't want us to mark our bodies up that way. I think the devil likes us to make our bodies look weird as something to offend God. You may be listening today and listen, I'm not against you if you have a tattoo. I know God will save you. I'm not any better than anybody here. I don't have a tattoo, but I'm just an old sinner saved by the grace of God. And that's the only way I was saved. And that's the only way anyone is saved, by His grace, through repentance and faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ and His resurrection. You can be saved, and God accepts you as much as He accepted the Apostle Paul if you receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Look, my body is a sign of sin as it grows older, and it's more close to my eternal home, okay? I mean, your tattoos may remind you of your past, as my body reminds me of the fact that I am a sinner saved by grace.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.